अच्छा, उसके बाद अगर हम इसकी डिफरेंशियल डायग्नोसिस के बारे में बात करें तो डिफरेंशियल डायग्नोसिस वेरीज विद द एज ऑफ द प्रेजेंटेशन, विद द टाइप ऑफ द लीजन, वेदर इट इज सिस्टम सिंगल डिजीज और मल्टीपल डिजीज, मल्टी सिस्टम डिजीज. सो इफ इट इज प्रेजेंटिंग इन द चिल्ड्रन एंड इट इज इन्वॉल्विंग द स्कैल्प एंड द सेब्रिक एरियाज, देन वी थिंक अबाउट सेब्रिक डर्माटाइटिस. The other differentials in the skin, Langerhans cell, histiocytosis include dermatophytosis, mastocytosis, and scabies. If the lesions are vesicular, then we'll think about the vesiculobullous disease like herpes simplex, herpes zoster. Papulonodular lesion differentials include the malignant lesions like neuroblastoma, leukemia, and lymphoma. If the nappy area and retroauricular area are involved, then the DD will be seborrheic dermatitis. In adults, because the most of the flexural areas are involved, so the differentials will be hidradenitis suppurativa, Paget's disease, keratosis, follicularis, and sexually transmitted diseases. Then if we talk about the disease course and the prognosis, then it varies depending upon the type of Langerhans cell histiocytosis presentation. So if it is only single system disease and it is occurring in the infancy, then it may have a spontaneous resolution. But sometimes it may have a low grade chronic disease with multiple reactivations as well. Significant long-term consequence occurs in a high-risk disease, and it can be fatal as well. Depending upon the extent of the disease, the number of the organs involved, the mortality ranges from patient to patient. So if it is single system disease and there is a low risk, multi-system Langerhans cell histiocytosis, the mortality will be low. But if it is high risk, then mortality will be high. The most common of the long-term sequelae is the diabetes in spiders, and the most serious sequelae occurs in case of a high-risk disease and in case of CNS involvement, along with the involvement of the hematopoietic system, liver, and spleen.